Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yes. All the best players because they pay more than everybody else.
Yes.
I think it's BS. I think it's BS.
Okay.
No, I do. I don't doubt that they pay at all, although literally, like, we're accusing them of that without evidence, but that's the way it goes. Like, I get it. I'm not a babe in the woods here. I just refuse to believe.
I covered this for 5 years.
That's fine, but that means you're right about everything? Like,
I'm right on this one.
And you're right that literally
you left out Georgia.
They pay more than Texas.
Yes.
They pay more than Texas A&M.
Yes.
They pay more than Georgia.
Jimbo's a different
character.
Okay,
I just don't believe it. I don't believe literally it's simply the market at work. And Clemson, all of a sudden, which was never good for years and years and years, all of a sudden they became richer than LSU and Texas. It's just bull. I can't say that word. We got to take a break. Chris Harrington coming up next. 92.9 FM ESPN.
BetMGM Sports is coming soon to Tennessee. That's right. The same folks that light up the Las Vegas Strip with the world's greatest sports book and casinos will be offering real money wagering on a state-of-the-art app that's easy to use and features all of your favorite sports. Find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks with parlay bonus payouts, in-game wagering, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much more. And every time you make a wager, you'll earn credits in M Life Rewards, the exclusive loyalty program of MGM Resorts. Every big game and every big play will mean more than ever, so get ready to experience sports like never before. Be among the first fans in the state to download the BetMGM Sports app coming soon to Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. That's visit BetMG.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 or older. You must be present in Tennessee. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789.
36 month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, excludes ACQ fee, $10,000 per year, 20 cents, excess mileage, $6.50 acquisition fee, Forte ME 275992, MSRP 20,510, Sol L7063372, MSRP 21885, K5 MG00399, MSRP 25725, K900 MSRP 65610, L602697, L602120, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax final license with approved credit, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 11-1-2020, dealer stock only, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details.
Where can you find best mass market branded initial quality 5 years running for Kia with JD Powers? We gossip and gossip Kia on Mount Moriah. Take your pick, 2021 Kia Forte or 2020 Kia Soul. $149 a month lease, 36 months. 2021 Kia K5 beats Toyota Camry with more passenger cargo headroom and legroom volume, plus a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. $189 a month lease for 36 months, all just $31.49 to its signing. Plus 2020 K900, $10,000 off MSRP. So come get happy, happy at Gossett Kia, 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor.
Bulldog Nation knows that Starkville is Mississippi's college town, but it's also a history town, an arts and music town, a shopping and dining town, an outdoor adventure town, and it's a town that takes your health and safety seriously so you can have fun and be safe. If you're going to be in town for the game, schedule a little extra time to try something new in Starkville. Plan your Bulldog weekend today at Starkville.org. Starkville, Mississippi, Mississippi's college town.
Aetna Medicare takes a total connected approach to health. Aetna offers Medicare Advantage plans starting at $0 monthly premium and dental, vision, and hearing in most plans. Learn more at aetnamedicare.com/radio or call 833-335-0049. Don't miss out. Medicare annual enrollment is here. Enroll today. Aetna Medicare is an HMO PPO plan with a Medicare contract. Aetna Medicare's S&Ps also have contracts with state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in Aetna Medicare plans depend on contract renewal.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes, try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
How do smart, hardworking roofing contractors run jobs smoothly, even remotely? They save time with Beacon. The Beacon Pro Plus app features simple online ordering and bill pay. Choose products like the new GAF Timberline HDZ shingles with a 600% larger strike zone nailing area for faster, more accurate installations. Pick the style, color, and quantity and let the app order for you. With Beacon Pro Plus, order round the clock from anywhere. Work smarter. Download the free app at beaconproplus.com.
Enjoy Mexican cuisine with today's Perk Deal. Half off $50 to margaritas. From downtown to Atoka, there's a margaritas near you. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
It's back, the Carhartt Crazy Sale at Frontier Western Store in Olive Branch. Visit Frontier this month for huge markdowns on clearance Carhartt items. The latest fall line just launched, and Frontier is fully stocked. We've got jeans, shirts, bib overalls, jackets, coats, gloves, belts, boots, and more. And to make room for the new items, we've discounted a number of short sleeve plaids and t-shirts. Save up to 50%. All Carhartt jeans are now $5 off. This is the last jean sale of the year, so stock up now for yourself or someone else for the upcoming holidays. Christmas will be here before you know it, so you might as well save some cash now on what you know you'll need. All this month, we are including a buy one, get one half price sale on all novelty t-shirts by Simply Southern, Girly Girl, Live Oak, and more. It's the Carhartt Crazy Sale and more. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. On the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated since 1967.
I feel like I'm being haunted by a pair of headphones. Everywhere I go is a creepy ad for headphones I looked at one time. I hate feeling like I'm being watched. I downloaded DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. Take back your privacy with DuckDuckGo.
The finished a load of laundry, dropped the kids off at daycare, hit the gym for a quick workout, stopped by Mickey D's to grab some breakfast, got to work before my boss did, and it's only 9 a.m. meal.
There's a meal for every morning on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu.
Mix and match the buttery McChicken biscuit and the savory chicken McGriddles. Get any two for just $3. Prices and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with combo meal.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Jeff Conkins Show. Weekday mornings, 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Live on the radio.com app. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Someday.
Yeah, I'm going to grow and glow till I'm so blue, pure, perfect. Gonna put a smile on everybody's face. Yeah, I'm going to kneel and pray every day. Lest I should become vain along the way. I'm just an old as chunk of coal now, Paul. But I'm gonna be a diamond someday.
All right, back in the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this, Chris Herndon deal.
Now. It's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond every weekday around 10 a.m.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
I'm just an old chunk of coal, but I'm going to be a diamond someday by country singer-songwriter Billy Joe Shaver, who died yesterday.
All right, so you have there was some basketball news we'll get to here in a minute, but I wanted to start because you, Chris Harrington, have come up with an alternative use for the Mid-South Coliseum. You've written about it today at the Daily Memphian. Tell the people what it is.
Well, I think Christopher Ray's local artist has come up with an alternative use for the Mid-South Coliseum, and I endorse and elaborate on that. He's got this art installation slash play space that's sort of hard to describe. I wrote 1,500 words on it a month ago in an attempt to describe it. It is kind of like an escape room and kind of like an art exhibit and kind of like a playground and kind of like 17 other things. But he installed it as what he calls a proof of concept. He's trying to show people this could be a bigger thing somewhere else. And he did it at Off the Wall Arts Gallery, which is a new art space on the edge of downtown. It opened about a month ago. or hour-long appointments, you know, basically 7 days a week, mostly around the clock, you know, morning, day and night. And it has been a hard sell out basically since he opened. Like you couldn't get tickets. You can't get tickets right now unless he's added the new ones.
Really?
They're going to extend it in the news, sort of the peg that I came back to in the column. He's got a 1 month extension on it in this space. And so it's supposed to end at the end of October. Now it's going to end through the end of November. He told me he's going to put new dates on the website that people can book appointments and buy tickets tomorrow. But it was a hard sellout. The entire month was sold out. And I think this next month will be sold out. So if you want to go, and you should go on this website and buy tickets. It's been sort of a little bit of a subterranean sensation in Memphis for the past month. And he wants to build a permanent version, a bigger permanent version of it somewhere. His dream is to do it in the Mid-South Coliseum. And I sort of entertained that idea in what I wrote today. And it sounds crazy until you start working through it, and it starts sounding a little bit less crazy. And one of the things I would say about it is that a far-fetched idea? Of course it is. But tell me a Mid-South Coliseum idea that's not far-fetched.
No, I mean, the only one that isn't far-fetched is knocking it down. Like, that's not far-fetched, right?
Right. That's exactly right.
Everything else is far-fetched, and this probably is also far-fetched. So,
I will tell you, I have talked to people involved in real estate development in Memphis at a high level who have said to me, this is actually the first idea I've heard that made me stop and think.
Oh, listen, if it is... It is, I mean, in a way, it's transformative. In a way, it's derivative, because we always talk about the City Museum in St. Louis, which is so unbelievably great, right? And it is,
right.
You're sort of creating that kind of a thing in the Mid-South Coliseum. But there's not, like, it's so much better, I hate to say this, than youth sports. Like, they do youth sports everywhere around here. They do youth sports in South Haven, you know, whatever,
or.
An aquarium.
Right. They're going to do youth sports right next door.
Right.
And so
they dovetail perfectly.
The Coliseum is still doing it. And so the idea of something that people can do when they're there, or people in Memphis can do, and the sort of fanciful direction I took was, yes, I can see this idea that Christopher Reyes has as a centerpiece of a larger thing. It's not going to take over the whole building, because that is truly crazy. But it could be a centerpiece attraction along with complementary stuff. And an idea I threw out there, which would be copying. So I'm in favor of copying good things from other places.
Absolutely.
And so the idea I threw out there is a place I've been to, which is in St. Paul, Minnesota. It's called Can Can Wonderland. It's been a big warehouse that they converted, and it's a multiple sort of thing. But the centerpiece of it is an indoor mini golf course, an 18-hole indoor mini golf course, in which every hole has been designed by a local artist or architect or engineer. And it is like... It's like a Willy Wonka's Wonderland of mini golf. Like, it's completely crazy and incredible. And, like, to me, like, you're the 18 best Memphis artists, engineers, architects, and do, like, one of those that takes up part of the concourse. And, like, that dovetails perfectly with Chris Ray's idea. And then, like, whatever, put it in an arcade and put in some food stuff and, like, an indoor walking track and whatever. Just make it an indoor space that is creative and funky, that has multiple things for people of all ages to do. And, like, I don't know, like, that could turn a profit, or at very least, it, to me, seems more financially viable than any other idea. And maybe ultimately that's better than spending $10 million knocking it down.
You said this is the idea that you've heard serious people say, about, basically. Do you have any sense that it has any traction with the city at all? Like,
that I don't know about. I know that, you know, he's had the Coliseum Coalition people come tour. Those are advocates. Those are not people who are decision makers. I know he's had the CBB or whatever they call themselves now, Memphis Tourism, Memphis Travel. Their entire office came and toured it. I know that. I know, and I don't know who. I know he's had a developer, not someone involved with the Coliseum, but someone involved with development in the city. This is separate from the person who I talked to who thought it was an interesting idea. He had someone come and look at it who was involved with local projects and was sort of interested. And I know he had someone from out of town come, just basically looking at ideas for things to do in their own city and take a look at it. And so it has generated a lot of interest. Whether it's generated interest to the level of, I mean, it's going to take private partnership with someone with means to do it, whether it's in the Coliseum or just a big warehouse somewhere, right?
Right. It is again called, the name of this is called the BVOE Multiverse. Is that it?
The long name is Baron von Opperbeam's Exploratorium of Magic, Science, and the Multiverse.
That's catchy. And what's funny is I was going to ask you why it hasn't gotten more traction, but you tell me it's 100% sold out.
It is 100%. Part of the problem is that this was envisioned and mostly built pre-COVID, and then COVID happened. And so it was supposed to open back in February or March, and then they didn't because of COVID. And then they finally opened it in September. But instead of opening it as, you know, you would at, like, you know, a city museum where anyone can just come buy a ticket and hang out, like, they can't do that. And so it is, you can only come for one-hour blocks that you personally reserve, or, you know, up to 16 people, so you come with, like, family or whatever. It's sort of up to you to have it be people who are in your COVID bubble or whatever. But it is only personal. So you're not there with strangers. And so it's only people who you are there with your personal time, you're personally booked, and then, you know, there's cleaning in between, and there's, you know, all this, right, you know, hand sanitizer and all masks and all of that. But because of the COVID stuff, they can't do the volume they would have done otherwise. But what they have done, it's been a hard sellout. Every single slot has been bought.
Okay, the other thing having to do with our fair city that you wrote about is this new parking mobility center, a mobility center that they're thinking of putting downtown, that the plans to put down. Daily Memphian had the story, Tom Bailey had the story, building a, and I think it's in the lot that is just to the north of Orpheum, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, the lot that's just to the, what are they building and why? And it seems like a weird time when no one's going downtown that we need a mobility center. What is
it? Well, COVID's going to end at some point.
Right. You say.
The thing that I think is misunderstood a little bit is that the $62 million number that was in the story is not just for the one building. It's for a larger downtown parking plan. So it also includes new parking for the new Brooks Museum, which is sort of a separate garagey thing. It includes stuff to redo Wagner Place. And so that number is not just for this one mobility center. It's for a parking redo of, like, a lot of downtown. And so that number is more than just the one structure. So the idea of the structure, as I gather it, is, you know, A, it is sort of a nice new parking garage right in the middle of downtown that will serve, you know, both Bill Street and the Orpheum and Topley Park. Basically, it's centralized to, like, everything people would go to downtown. But it is built in a way that is not just that. It's got special stuff for bikes, you know, for bike storage. It's got stuff that's specific to scooters, that's specific to rideshare, that ties into the trolley, that has, you know, lockers and even mentioned showers. I'm not sure how comfortable I'd be with that. But the idea is, like, if you're a bike commuter and you can, like, you know, store your bike and store stuff, store your helmet and your whatever and change clothes and all of that. And so the idea is that it's tied in to the full mobility options that we have and we're likely to have going forward, and that it is sort of tied into increased sort of better pedestrian connections among the things as well. You know, that it's going to have a restaurant on top and public space, and it's not just a parking garage. If it were just a parking garage, I would look pretty askance at that, because I don't think we have a parking problem downtown or anywhere in Memphis for that matter. But I think it's forward-looking enough that I appreciate that they're not thinking about the city we are. They're thinking about the city we're going to be and we want to be.
I don't really understand what else they're doing. The restaurant thing seems honestly a little weird to me, to put it on top of a parking garage. And, like, I don't understand. I guess I'm not imagining it. I don't know what it is. Scooters. I don't know what it looks like. It is interesting. You still think, like, we got plenty of parking downtown, right?
We do. Right. I don't think that right. is the truth. I mean, it's this thing in Memphis. I don't think it's special in this regard. I think everybody in every city everywhere thinks they have terrible parking problems and traffic problems and the road conditions are so bad and all of this. In Memphis, none of those things are true.
Yeah. No. Okay. I do not disagree with that. The You have, okay, you have, before I get to your candy rankings, a couple of quick basketball notes. It was not long that Daryl Morey was out of work. He is going to Philadelphia. Your thoughts?
I mean, he's clearly one of the smarter and more capable, you know, he's controversial to some people, I guess, in different ways, but he's clearly one of the smarter and more competent executives we've had in the NBA over the past decade, and he's still quite young for an NBA executive, and so, like, I would assume that if he were out of a job, people would want to give him a job. Philadelphia is a big market team with big talent, with big aspirations, and that seems like a good fit. It'll be interesting to see what he does with their roster. It was going to be interesting to see what anyone would do with that roster because it's sort of a weird roster, and they have big questions they need to answer. But, you know, I certainly, you know, if I owned the Philadelphia 76ers and I could hire Daryl Morey, I would have hired Daryl Morey. So it seems good to me.
What do you do with that? Do you keep the two stars in Philadelphia? I mean, or do you, you know, just say Joel Embiid, see you later?
The question is, if you're keeping the two stars, do you have the mechanisms left to change the team around them? Like, that's the preference, is to keep the two and make the team fit better with them. I just don't know if they have the mechanisms anymore to do that because, you know, they don't have the draft pick stuff to trade. They don't really have any interesting young players to trade. Tobias Harris is on the pretty rough contract. So I don't know what you can do if you keep them together and to really change that team in a meaningful way to make it make more sense. I think the obvious thing to try to do, if you can, is, like, try to go get Chris Paul, who Daryl Morey had in Houston. And I don't think Daryl Morey wanted to trade him from Houston. I think that was forced upon him. And so I could see them trying to go get Chris Paul and saying, yeah, we don't have much to give you, but, like, you probably don't want much anyway, and, like, let's try to make this happen. Like, that to me, I actually is something you try to do before you think about breaking up a Simmons-Embiid. Ultimately, I'm a little skeptical that Simmons-Embiid is going to work together. And so, you know, I don't think trading one of them is waving a white flag if you get a good enough return.
All right. You have you close your piece this week with your candy rankings. And listen, candy rankings are, you know, by definition, they are subjective. I think that two of your candies would be on pretty much anyone's universally top five candies, and that is Snickers and Reese's peanut butter cups. Don't you sort of like think they're
yep. Unless, you know, you're allergic to peanuts or whatever, but yeah.
Right, yeah. You have them at two and three. You're number one. I know people love it. I just don't get it. It's ordinary. It's the Kit Kat. Why?
I think the ordinary is kind of part of the appeal. It's not. Am I telling you that an individual Kit Kat is better than an individual Snickers or Reese's? Probably not. But it's a little bit lighter. It's got that crunch to it. It feels a little snackier. It's almost like the good potato chip of candy. Like, you could eat, like, three or four Kit Kats, little mini Kit, not big Kit Kats, but, like, the Halloween
Kit Kats. I keep eating them and wait for the damn, where's the caramel and the peanut butter? Like, and the nuts. Like, I keep eating them. I can eat 10 of them and wouldn't find what I find in one Snickers or Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah, I don't know. I find Kit Kats very satisfying.
I know others do. I've always been mystified. The Kit Kat, to me, is just one of the great overrated candies of America. Twix is kind of like a Kit Kat, isn't it? Isn't a Twix basically a round Kit? What's a Twix?
Well, it's got caramel. It's caramel. It depends on what kind of Twix, but the original Twix is caramel and basically a shortbread cookie covered in chocolate.
And then old school here, the Nestle's Crunch. What's your? I actually think there's a theme. Like, the Nestle Crunch is kind of like a Kit Kat. It's an old school Kit Kat, isn't it? Like, it's light, and it's snacky, and it's, What's your policy?
My theme is all chocolatey-based stuff. I don't really – the only kind of candy I eat at this point in my life is chocolate-based stuff. Like, I'm not interested in, like, you know, Starbursts and Jolly Ranchers and all of that kind of stuff. It's really strictly a chocolate-based.
Right.
And preferably if there's some kind of crunchiness or peanut quality going on, too.
How do you feel about a Butterfinger?
I love Butterfinger. Butterfinger, I thought about putting at five, but if I'm being honest with myself, I just – it's too hard and too sticky, and I feel like I'm past the point of my teeth handling Butterfinger. And so I love the flavor of Butterfinger, but it's not something, it's something I have the willpower to just not put in my mouth anymore.
Really? I love Butterfinger. I love Butterfinger. They're messy. And how about a Heath bar?
I just don't, you know, the same conceit of this wasn't favorite candy, so it was what I steal from my kids' candy. And
so
I don't,
no one
I don't
gets
see
Heath bars
showing up in the Halloween candy.
You're exactly right. Fair enough. All right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
All right.
Jeffrey, how do you feel about the Kit Kat?
I see what you're saying. Like,
I just think it's an overrated candy. It's a perfectly solid, mediocre candy.
And I think Chris's point about it being readily available, and if you have a Kit Kat, you don't feel like your whole day is like, okay, I got to go lay down.
Well, that's true. I think the king is the peanut butter cup.
Okay, so I agree with you on Snickers. I did notice something, though. So we've had candy around the office.
Mm-hmm.
And
we had some briefly in here.
Yes, we had some for
briefly
about,
in here for about
9 to 10:30 yesterday inside
the
studio.
I ate a bowl of it.
Yes, proud of you. Snickers are, like, we had Milky Way.
They're still there? They're not still there.
Yes.
No.
Go look in
maybe
whatever the kitchen.
Maybe they got more Snickers. Because the milk that we...
Perhaps.
Okay, there was Snickers?
Okay, so there's two bowls in here. All of them, it's Snickers that's left. So we had Milky Ways.
What the hell's wrong with people?
And your theory might be right in that there was, you know, I'm sure it was one of those value
there
packs.
There was another Milky Way-esque thing. What
there's the Milky Way, Three Musketeers, a mini Twix, and Snickers, I believe. I believe those were the options. And you could be correct in that of the variety pack, because Snickers is more popular, there were more Snickers in there.
I can't believe. I would eat every single Snickers before I ate one damn Milky Way. Like, who the hell? Or Three Musketeers.
I mean, basically, a Milky Way is a Snickers without
I like
peanuts.
An Almond Joy, but I understand people mm-hmm. don't. Like, that's at least, it's a thing. It's got nuts
sure.
and coconut, and you either like coconut or you
yes,
don't,
and
right?
I'm not a coconut guy.
But, so that's fine. I get that. I think your Almond
Correct.
Joy could be number one on people's lists or number 50 on people's
people
lists.
People are passionate about Almond Joy. If you're an Almond Joy guy.
Right. I just don't understand how you can have Milky Way there. Like, what the hell are you doing? And honestly, for me, it's Kit Kat, same thing. It might be in your top 10. Kit Kat is the Matt Ryan of candy.
I'm completely fine with that take.
Yeah. If you want to bet on Matt Ryan.
Who does?
Sports betting is coming to Tennessee. FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer. They gave me the offer, too, by the way. $50 in free bets just for signing up. So you sign up, no deposit, anything else, just sign up the same way I did. And you get $50 in free site credit to register and verify, no deposit required. It is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. Odds on all the biggest sports, simple, intuitive app that even I can use. That's how intuitive it is. That makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. I have always, honestly, been a little bit reluctant to bet the way that Jeffrey has bet.
Mm-hmm.
I got a guy, or I got an offshore place, or whatever. And
financial advisor.
But with FanDuel Sportsbook, it's right there. It's on your phone. I can bet against my beloved Buffalo Bills. And unlike other sports books, when I cash that, they're going to get me my check. They're going to get me my cash in as little as 24 hours because it's the right thing to do. So the right thing for you to do right now, don't download that app for yourself. Check it out. Again, sign up and register using promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you will receive that $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Promo code Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. When we come back, Kevin Cerrito is going to join us. We're going to play Righter Than Right. Jeffrey is making a hand signal for
me. We need a call number.
Oh, yes, we do. I need a contestant, don't
yes.
I? I was so thrown off by first arguing about recruiting and then candy. 5353776, 5353776. If you want to best Jeffrey, just be caller number 3 in Righter Than Right trivia. If you best Jeffrey, all the glory that comes with that, plus a copy of After the Jump, I will walk to the post office and mail it to you myself. 5353776. Caller number 3 when we return. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, excludes ACQ fee, $10,000 per year, 20 cents, excess mileage, $6.50 acquisition fee, Forte ME275992, MSRP 20,510, Sol L703372, MSRP 21885, K5 MG003199, MSRP 25725, K900, MSRP 65610, L602697, L602120, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax final license with approved credit, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 11-1-2020, dealer stock only, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details.
Where can you find best mass market branded initial quality 5 years running for Kia with J.D. Powers? We gossip it, gossip Kia on Mount Moriah. Take your pick, 2021 Kia Forte or 2020 Kia Soul. $149 a month, lease 36 months. 2021 Kia K5 beats Toyota Camry with more passenger cargo headroom and legroom volume, plus a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. $189 a month, lease for 36 months, all just $31.49 due at signing. Plus 2020 K900, $10,000 off MSRP. So come get happy, happy at Gossett Kia, 2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Want to work for a company that can see your greatness? KTG USA, a division of Kruger Products, one of North America's leading manufacturers of quality tissue products for home, industrial, and commercial use, is hiring. Qualified production machine operators, industrial mechanics, electrical and instrumentation technicians, and entry-level packing positions. At KTG USA, we see your greatness and want you to work in a place where you can grow and your greatness stands out. Interested candidates can apply online at ktgusa.com.
Aetna Medicare takes a total connected approach to health. Aetna offers Medicare Advantage plans starting at $0 monthly premium and dental, vision, and hearing in most plans. Learn more at aetnamedicare.com/radio or call 833-335-0049. Don't miss out. Medicare annual enrollment is here. Enroll today. Aetna Medicare is an HMO PPO plan with a Medicare contract. Aetna Medicare's SNPs also have contracts with state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in Aetna Medicare plans depend on contract renewal.
Hey everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
Bulldog Nation knows that Starkville is Mississippi's college town, but it's also a history town, an arts and music town, a shopping and dining town, an outdoor adventure town, and it's a town that takes your health and safety seriously so you can have fun and be safe. If you're going to be in town for the game, schedule a little extra time to try something new in Starkville. Plan your Bulldog weekend today at Starkville.org. Starkville, Mississippi. Mississippi's college town.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Protect your loved ones from the flu this season by making a flu shot appointment for yourself and the people you care about most at Kroger.com/flu. Your people are our people.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? If you're looking for new headlights and wipers, we recommend replacing in pairs. That way you'll have better visibility, especially with the weather changing. And there's no better time to do the job than during our first ever visibility event, October 25th to November 1st, where AutoZone Rewards members can get a $25 bonus reward when they buy two select Sylvania headlights and two Rain-X wiper blades. Restrictions apply. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Why so serious? So raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways, all the
spilled your drink? Quick! The quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
T-Mobile for Business knows saving time and money is important for your business. That's why we're introducing Microsoft 365 on us, now included in our best business plans. With Office apps, Microsoft Teams, cloud storage, and more, Microsoft 365 on us gives you the tools you need to run your business. Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless activate. One license per line. Max 2 per account. Third-party terms apply. Ctmobile.com for plan details.
Morgan & Morgan. Dial #529 on your cell phone. Pound law. That's all.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Show, it is that time again. Kevin Cerrito joins the extravaganza to preside over Righter Than Right trivia. How goes it, Kevin?
It's going great. It's Halloween week. October is always one of my favorite times for trivia, and this weekend we've got some fun stuff going on, starting tonight with our virtual costume contest, where you can enter whatever costume you got. You can shoot us an email at cerritoentertainment@gmail.com and enter tonight's contest, which will be streaming live online. We got Trick or Trivia at the Drive-In this Saturday, so it'll be a Halloween themed trivia. Not questions necessarily about Halloween as much as it's about like horror movies and candy. We'll ask questions about Kit Kats and other overrated candy and stuff on Saturday. So that's Trick or Trivia. That's at the Drive-In. It's free. With your paid admission. They're showing a double feature of Halloween this weekend, and Borat 2 is still playing as well. So some fun stuff happening.
What is your favorite horror movie of all time, Kevin?
That's a tough question. Favorite horror movie?
Do you like horror? I hate horror. I don't watch horror. I don't do horror. I'm not there. For me.
The recent Jordan Peele movies have been really good. Something that you may be interested in. They're horror movies per se, but the Us movie and was his most recent one was really good. I wouldn't say it's my favorite of all time, but those are
Get
some
out.
That are.
I mean, are we calling Get Out? Get Out. I saw that. I loved that. Absolutely fabulous. I mean, I think
the question is like, are we talking like
from between my fingers?
Are we talking like the slasher films, like the
either? I think it's either the occult, you know, kind of thing or the slasher thing. There's two kinds of. Basically.
Well, you've seen Us. Us is more. It's even more horror than what Get Out was. Depending, I guess, on your perspective. But Us definitely was one you should see. This is a Jordan Peele movie. But yeah, it depends how you define it. Because Jaws, you could define Jaws. As
oh,
a
movie right. Yeah.
If you
okay.
wanted to.
I guess you could. Right. Well, then is Jurassic Park a horror movie too? Then by that same, if Creatures Eating You is a horror movie. Okay. Again, how do people get into this virtual? Costume contest tonight?
Oh, yes. So you can go to our website, cerritoentertainment.com, and click on the link. We have over $100 worth of prizes we'll be giving away to whoever wins tonight. But you just pretty much, you'll submit your name, your costume, and a picture of your costume, and we'll have you on live tonight. Of course, I've never done anything like this before. It's something born out of the pandemic. We've done costume contests live.
Yep.
So this is a virtual costume contest tonight and presented by Riverside Rise. So it should be fun. It's definitely going to be interesting watch tonight.
It is amazing. You're making stuff up all the time. You're reinventing yourself on the fly. He is Kevin Cerrito. Okay, joined now by Brian in Midtown is the contestant. Brian, how are you feeling? Are you confident today heading into this Righter Than Right Trivia Fest?
Well, I'm feeling really good.
Feeling really good.
I've listened to several of these. And
you crushed Jeffrey every time.
Yeah, I know the competition. I've studied it. I don't think that there'll be any doubt.
Wow. Kevin, I turn it over to you.
All right. So, of course, this is Righter Than Right Trivia. We're trying to beat Jeffrey Wright. And last week's was, we won't even talk
it
about
it. It was
last
ugly. We will not talk about last week's, right?
But the goal is to win that book, After the Jump book from Jeff Calkins. But so we go on a trivia adventure every week. We were talking about horror movies. This is a horror movie adventure today, since it is Halloween time. So we're going to jump between your adventure. You got to choose between two different horror movie villains. So if you got horror movie villains, you got to choose which way you want to go. It's not really necessarily a great choice in either direction, but you're choosing between horror movie villains on today's adventure. So, Brian, we are starting with you. You need to pick question one or question two today.
We'll go one.
We're going to go question one today. All right, the first stop on the journey, we're going to start big. We're starting with Freddy versus Jason. You got Freddy Krueger or Jason. Which way are you going to go? Freddy versus Jason.
Jason.
He's going Jason in question number one under Jason. Of course, Jason wore a hockey mask. The Memphis River Kings / the Mississippi River Kings had a mascot named Sheldon. What type of animal was Sheldon?
Turtle or tortoise?
That is correct.
So far, he's living up to his bold predictions.
I'm nervous.
I'm kind of nervous for you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Over to Jeffrey.
Freddie.
Going Freddie. Question two. Freddie Prinze Jr. starred as a character also named Fred in what 2002 movie? What 2002 movie did Freddie Prinze Jr. play a character named Fred?
Scooby-Doo.
That is correct. Scooby-Doo.
Damn.
Scooby-Doo.
Tied up. All right.
All right. We're going now. You've got to choose between Carrie or Norman Bates from Psycho.
Carrie.
Going Carrie. J.J. Abrams was able to creatively use old footage from The Force Awakens in order to have which actress appear in The Rise of Skywalker. She is a famous Carrie.
Carrie Fisher.
That is correct.
2-1. Jeffrey?
It was Carrie or Norman Bates, correct?
Yes.
Let's do Carrie.
Going Carrie. In 2013, NBC aired a special live production of The Sound of Music starring what Grammy Award-winning country music singer named Carrie?
Underwood.
That is correct. Underwood is correct.
2-2. Back to Brian.
All right, Brian. Third part of this journey, we're going to have to choose between The Thing and Pinhead from Hellraiser. The Thing or Pinhead from Hellraiser?
Let's go with The Thing.
The Thing. That Thing You Do is a song by what fictional band from a Tom Hanks movie? That Thing You Do is a song from what fictional band from a Tom Hanks movie?
The Wonders or the Oneaters or Onetters?
That is correct.
He's just showing off now. Brian, well done. 3-2.
What were the characters? It's the
Thing or Pinhead? The Thing or Pinhead?
Let's go The Thing.
Going Thing. The poem Hope is the Thing with Feathers was by what famous poet? Hope is the Thing with Feathers.
Hope Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, no. We have your first miss of the day here. Emily Dickinson. Emily Dickinson poem.
Brian takes the lead 3-2 as we head into our last round of regulation. Brian, over to Jeff, over to Kevin. Yep.
All right. So here's your last choice. You have Pennywise, who I know, Calkins, you just found out who Pennywise was this week, or Candyman. Candyman or Pennywise?
I guess we'll go Pennywise.
Going to go Pennywise. Question one, what does the JC and JC Penny stand for?
Oh.
He bleeds. He bleeds. Jeffrey, he bleeds.
I don't know. Just because.
We had James Cash. James Cash Penny.
That was a tough one. Tough one for Brian. Penny. Over to Jeffrey. Can tie it up.
It was Pennywise or what?
Candyman.
Let's go Candyman.
Candyman, question two for Candyman. According to Mr. Owl in the classic commercials, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop?
Three.
That is correct, three.
Wow.
And that's our score now, 3-3, right?
Indeed.
The score is 3-3, a much better contest than last week, where both Brian and Jeffrey are bringing it. Jeffrey, let me see how many you are betting. What's the topic? What's the topic?
Yeah, the topic. You have a choice between either Jigsaw from, of course, the Saw movies, or Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
And hold on, Brian. Hold on. Jeffrey, I'm going to say it's check. We're just like FanDuel, we're going to lock in his bet. Okay, I got it. Brian, how many do you want to bet?
I'll bet all three.
He's betting all three.
So we will have
Jeffrey
a winner.
Jeffrey is betting two, so we will have a winner. We're going to start with Jeffrey because then Brian can come in and top him if he wins. Jeffrey, over to Jeffrey first.
I'll go Jigsaw.
Going Jigsaw from Saw. Question two. The children's playground equipment known as a seesaw is a simple lever from a Latin word meaning prop up or support. What is the name for the support on which a lever pivots?
A fulcrum?
That is correct.
Damn. Very impressive. He is up to five, but Brian can top him because he pushed them all into the middle of the table. Brian, what you got? Which one?
It was Jigsaw or Leatherface. I'll go Leatherface.
He's going to go Leatherface. All right. For the win, George H.W. Bush was laid to rest at his presidential library, which is located at what Texas university?
Texas A&M University.
That is correct.
Nails it. Nicely done, Brian. Brian wins 6-5. And what I think we have to declare is our best match ever. Brian, how do you feel? You listen, you walk the talk to talk, and then you walk the walk.
Well, it's obvious that Jeffrey was been sandbagging with some of these performances. So he did well.
Yes.
I can get into the Big 12 game. I can also get into the rock fight. I can play all types of games.
Brian's being a gracious winner. He first gives credit to his worthy opponent.
Good times. That was fun, boys.
Hang on, and we'll get your address. Appreciate it. Kevin, thank you very much.
I appreciate it.
Kevin, that was fun, and we will – will you be costumed tonight on the virtual costume contest?
Will I be what?
Costumed.
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I have to figure that out.
Brian, call
but
back.
I will be at the drive-in as well on Saturday. So Mike Myers, not one of the villains in this game, but
we'll be there Saturday. Yeah.
Double feature of Halloween. So, and wrestling on Saturday night at Rec Room too. I'll be out there as well. 901 Wrestling is back, 8 p.m. bell time Saturday night at Rec Room.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Outside. Yeah. All right.
We got to take a break. When we come back after that thrilling performance.
We need Brian from Midtown.
And we need
Brian
to call back to get his address. With the one story I've been waiting for, it's Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
2020 has already been scary enough. This weekend on 92.9 FM ESPN, Scary Good Sports. Saturday, Mississippi State taking on Alabama, the Crimson Tide. Coverage beginning at 6 p.m. live on 92.9 FM ESPN. Sunday, NFL Titans and Bengals at noon.
Memphis in the Mid-South Smart Speaker Sports Station. Simply say, play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
You get to choose at Gossett Kia on the Pike. Right now, take your pick from 2021 Kia Forte or 2020 Kia Soul. $149 a month lease, 36 months. Plus the all-new 2021 Kia K5 with more passenger cargo headroom and legroom volume than Toyota Camry. Plus a warranty that blows Toyota away with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Now $189 a month lease, 36 months. And get 2020 K900, $10,000 off MSRP. So get your Kia on at Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24/7 KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J and he'll put you in a new Kia today.
$31.49 due at signing. Zero security deposit. Excludes ACQ fee. $10,000 per year. 20 cents excess mileage. $6.50 acquisition fee. Forte ME275992 MSRP 20,510. Sol L706-3372 MSRP 21885. K5 MG003199 MSRP 25725. K900 MSRP 65610. L602697. L602120. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695. Excludes tax filing license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11/1/2020. Dealer stock only. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. Kia.com or retailer for details.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years, the amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8+ years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems, literally half the price of the big box stores I just searched before I heard about Cooper.
from the road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything and even installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to as the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
Legal sports betting is coming to Tennessee soon, and the best way to get in on the action is with DraftKings. DraftKings is bringing their experience as a leader in daily fantasy sports to the sports betting world, and they've created America's top-rated sportsbook app, DraftKings Sportsbook. So to celebrate this momentous event, DraftKings has given everyone who registers now a $50 free bet to use once DraftKings Sportsbook is fully operational in Tennessee. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code WMFS when you sign up. Those who sign up right now will get a $50 free bet to use once mobile sports betting hits Tennessee. That's code WMFS only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Until she went to Triumph Bank the other day, Naya had never set foot in a bank. Naya just graduated from Freedom Prep. She's been a big part of the inner city rugby program. Naya started making a little money from her job at Girls Inc., but she didn't even have a checking account. And that's where Triumph Bank stepped in to help. They set Naya up with a checking account and her very first debit card. They showed Naya how easy it is to do their online banking with their mobile app. Not only that, the folks at Triumph decided to work with inner-city rugby to teach more young people like Naya about financial literacy so they can feel more confident and can start to build brighter financial futures for themselves. Naya is the first of dozens in the program who will benefit from Triumph's personal touch. You can benefit too, of course. Triumph offers that same personal touch to everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Election Day is November 3rd. If you plan to vote by mail, plan ahead at usps.com/voting info. There you will find helpful resources, such as guidance for successfully using the mail, links to find your state's rules and deadlines, information for military and overseas voters, and more. The U.S. Postal Service is ready to deliver for you. Make sure you're ready, too. Start today at usps.com/voting info.
I'm Nora O'Donnell in Washington, D.C.
This is the moment.
The role of a journalist is to open the window into another world of experience. I feel an incredible responsibility. We have to make sure that we're right, that we're fair, but also bring Americans a greater understanding and hopefully bring Americans closer together. That's why I wanted to become a journalist.
The CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, weeknights on CBS.
This is the moment.
Enjoy Mexican cuisine with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 to margaritas. From downtown to Atoka, there's a margaritas near you. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said,
all right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do the one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for. Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air presents the one story you've been waiting for. Visit Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air at bestcaretn.com. Jeff's one story you've been waiting for. Now.
Do you think Nebraska leaves the Big Ten?
No.
I don't think so either.
I don't think they're happy, but you can't leave a check.
It's money and it's prestige, too. Like, it's both. Yes. Academic prestige.
Yes. The what's the 100, like, the whatever, the AAR, whatever, the AAR schools that they want to be a part of, like, that helped get them in.
They, so I don't, but they're really, it's an awkward fit. And the latest is, so Wisconsin, Nebraska were supposed to play this weekend. Obviously, that game has been not just postponed, but canceled because of an outbreak at Wisconsin. And so Nebraska said, you know what? Let's play Chattanooga. Now, Chattanooga's scheduled to play their schedule this spring. They did play one game, which they lost, but then they're supposed to play their schedule in the spring. And so here's Nebraska said, all right, fine. We will pay for all of your testing. You guys get tested. We'll get tested. Trying to get a game in. And Chattanooga seemed like they were going along with it, wanted to do it.
And the check.
And the check, right, exactly.
Which I don't blame them. I understand.
And the check, no, yeah. And the Big Ten said no.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Well, that's not what they're doing. They're playing a conference-only schedule.
Exactly.
I honestly do think it complicates things for the Big Ten. Like, I don't know what's in the end is going to happen. So Memphis had a contract to play Purdue, right?
Correct.
And in the end, Purdue backed out of that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and I suspect Purdue doesn't want to pay any money pursuant to that contract. Force majeure, all of that.
I would expect, yes.
If you start scheduling non-conference games for teams, I do think, even though the circumstances are different, on the fly, et cetera, against, I think it does complicate your picture as you're trying to defend why exactly you can't play Memphis if other teams can play Chattanooga, don't you?
100%.
So I totally
understand. I guess the only thing you could say is, well, they had an open date because of this. No, Purdue did not have the same situation.
Yeah, but I
fundamentally agree. If they would have allowed Nebraska to do this, I do think Memphis's case strengthens
slope.
Big time.
I think it's a, yeah. So so it does not really shock me that they said no, but once again we have Nebraska butting heads with the Big Ten. The other news is that Christian McCaffrey will not play in tonight's game. What do you make of tonight's game, Jeffrey? We have not talked about it at all. And thank God, did you make it through yesterday? Nothing on TV last night?
What did we end up watching?
John
Meacham. He's a history professor over at Vanderbilt. He had an HBO special about trying to contextualize the current climate that we see historically. It was very good.
And he was talking about other moments when we have been
divided.
Yeah, it's
called The Soul of America. Yes. Very, very good.
Really?
Yes, I enjoyed it. I think my wife even enjoyed it.
What's coming up next here on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Ross Tucker joins them at 11:25. Jason Smith will join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey. Ryan Silverfield, head football coach of the University of Memphis, joins GP at 4:25. Jeff, of course, at 5 o'clock.
Again, want to toast Brian for an outstanding effort. You weren't so bad yourself either way, Jeffrey.
I'm fine. I mean,
going down in defeat. Both teams played well, you know.
He made an extra play.
He made one extra play. Who was going to have the ball last?
He was riskier. Right? I chose to kick a field goal.
Yep. We will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Our work here is done.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Jason and John Show. Weekday, middays from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Portland. WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
Downtown Dining Week, your favorite food center celebration, is back November 1st through 7th. Explore great food, new offerings, and old favorites from 60 restaurants. Available for dine-in, patio dining, or carry-out. These restaurants have been here for you in the past. They've helped you kick off Grizz games, Orpheum shows, special occasions, and more. But now, they need you. Come back downtown and support those who've served you. For a full list of restaurants and more details, visit us at downtownmemphis.com or on Facebook. Sponsored by Coppola Winery and Old Dominic Distillery.
Performance Food Service is now hiring delivery drivers for the Memphis area. $10,000 sign-on bonus, $70,000 starting salary, plus daily incentive pay and quarterly performance bonus. Requires timely delivery of products for multi-drop food service customers, home nights and weekends. Best-in-class benefits package that covers all of your health care needs. Must have high school diploma or a GED, 1 year delivery driver experience, and Class A CDL with 3 years clean MVR. Apply today by clicking on careers at pfgc.com. pfgc.com.
Memphis is home of the Blues Barbecue and Blue Note Juke Joint. It's bold like the blues and smoother than smooth. Enjoy it neat, on the rocks, or in a cocktail. Ask for it at your favorite liquor store, bar, or restaurant. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, everybody. This is Todd Thomas. I'm usually the first to tell you to make some noise at Busch Stadium, but today I'm inviting you to visit a few other places around St. Louis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.